Joining us is Hutton Gibson, father of Mel Gibson, who we're all big fans of here, Braveheart and The Patriot and the rest of it. He's making a new film in Italy in Latin, according to the Bible, in a strict fashion, The Last 12 Hours of Christ's Life. And here's the Associated Press. Mel Gibson is backer of new non-diocese Catholic church complex. They're demonizing there. New York Times does it. L.A. rabbi asked Mel Gibson to reconsider Jesus' film. So it's getting crazy, folks. And the BBC reported that there is a discussion in the EU of banning reading the Old Testament, saying that it is xenophobic. In Pennsylvania, they passed a bill where preachers cannot read from the Old Testament passages, or they will be arrested or fined. And there were Governor Swiker signed that last year. So it's thought crime, and it's happening right now. Now, if Mel Gibson wanted to make some trashy film about drug use or, wild sex, it'd be fine. But if he wants to make a film about Jesus Christ, it's bad. So the demonization has really heated up, and O'Reilly attacked mercilessly Hutton Gibson last Thursday. And, Mr. Gibson, it's good to have you on the show today, sir.
Glad to be here.
Boy, I tell you, try to make a movie about Christ, and you get attacked.
Why not? Is the servant above the master?
I guess the devil isn't too happy about it, is he?
No, I don't think so. But there's a lot of people around also unhappy, so with whom are they allied?
Well, you just got back from a trip. Well, where'd you go?
Went over to Italy.
Oh, to visit your son?
Yes.
How's the movie going?
Well, it's within a couple of weeks of finishing up, he says. Of course, he said that some time back. He said a while back, we're 15 weeks into a 10-week shoot. So,
have you had a chance to see the New York Times hit piece?
Yes, I did see it.
There's a bunch of new ones. You might go to Infowars.com. We just posted two AP articles. A Reuters and an AP article. Well, that's all a diversion and a distraction. Let's talk about this phony war and get your response and your analysis of that, and plus what you saw overseas, what it was like traveling, and what you think is going to happen here in the next few months. You want to do that, Mr. Gibson?
Sure, why not?
All right. Hey, I want you to send me that video you produced about corruption in the Catholic Church. I want to air that on television.
Well, I sent it to you sometime back.
My goodness.
Two copies yet.
Maybe somebody got it in the mail or something, because I didn't get it. Darn. Well, we'll find out what's going on here in the state of Denmark. Stay right there, Mr. Gibson. We're honored to have you on the show. Mel Gibson's father, expert on the New World Order, and I say that. He doesn't say that because he really knows what he's talking about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, is this news? I'm a big fan of Mel Gibson and his films. I think they're really some of the few wholesome movies that are produced out there. Mel Gibson is backer of new non-diocese Catholic Church complex. This is a big Associated Press world politics section. I mean, it's a big story. Actor Mel Gibson is the person behind the 9,300-square-foot mission-style Catholic Church complex in Malibu, California, that is not affiliated with any diocese. The star of Braveheart and Lethal Weapon and Mad Max financed the building for about 70 fellow members of the ultra-conservative group Holy Family, according to the Sunday New York Times Magazine. Among other things, Holy Family and other so-called traditionalist congregations conduct Sunday Mass in Latin. Gibson has never minimized the importance of his religion, but of late it even is showing up in his work, the magazine noted. Last year, betrayed two characters deeply affected by their religion, a former minister in Signs and the Catholic lieutenant in the war drama We Were Soldiers. Currently, Gibson is directing a film that depicts the last 12 hours in the life of Jesus Christ, the movie, The Passion, that Hutton Gibson, his father, just returned from seeing the filming of. It is the production in Rome, with actors speaking only in Latin and Aramaic. Gibson declined to comment on the Times article, but at a news conference to announce the film last September, he acknowledged difficulty in finding a U.S. studio to distribute the film. Now, there's a mean article here out of the L.A. News with Reuters. L.A. rabbi asked Mel Gibson to reconsider Jesus' film, and because the film is right according to the Bible, and, you know, shows who had him killed. The religious sect, the Pharisees, didn't like him and had him killed. I mean, that's historical, and there's nothing bad about saying that. But there's a big hoopla over this. They're very upset. We'll read some more of that later. But I know Mr. Gibson probably didn't want to talk too much about this. If you have any comments about it, Mr. Gibson, go ahead, and then I'd like to pick your brain about the New World Order.
Well, I have a small quotation here from a book published in 1903 by a gentleman named Bernard Lazar. The title is Anti-Semitism, Its History and Causes. And I'd like to read out a little bit from page 320. Has the Jew retained his ancient notion? Is he still, his actions, anti-Christian? I say in his actions because he is necessarily anti-Christian by definition in being a Jew. Just as he is anti-Mohammedan, just as he is opposed to every principle which is not his own. That's the end of the quotation, but is the Christian allowed his principles?
Well, look, the point here is I don't care if you're, you know, some Aboriginal tribe member, you've got your right to your God, or if you're a Russian Orthodox person or a Catholic or a Protestant. It has gotten insane when they're talking, this is BBC, folks, about banning the Old Testament, because it you know, has mean things to say about some people. And now there's discussions of going after the New Testament because of things that Christ said. And come on, folks, this is out of control. This is wrong that Mel Gibson and his father are being attacked for simply trying to make a movie, Mel Gibson is, about right out of the Bible the last 12 hours. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. It just, we have to defend the First Amendment. It is so vitally important. Shifting gears, Mr. Gibson, what do you think about the ongoing development with the Iraq war?
Well, it's more foolish by the day. I was on the sightseeing bus over in Europe, and I heard another American who was somewhere around my age, and he was saying, you want to take a city, all you got to do is cut off their water and their power. He says, they'll quit. He says, but Bush wants to bomb. He's going to bomb no matter what.
they've got some new 23,000 to 21,000 pound mega bomb, whereas the old daisy cutters just weighed 10,000 pounds. They want to drop this, but they claim there won't be any civilian casualties. If that happens, Saddam did it. I just want to point out, Mr. Gibson, that North Korea is threatening to nuke us every day, almost on the hour, and our government's armed them with nuclear weapons. Why isn't North Korea a threat, but Saddam is?
Well, the difference, I guess, is there's no oil in North Korea. You can't go over and beat them up. Why, you don't get to pay yourself off for it. As Saddam, of course, he had this terrible crime in the first place. He undersold the OPEC. Couldn't allow that, could you?
Have you heard about the organization Bush is a member of, that Dick Cheney wrote a document in 2000 where they said we need a Pearl Harbor type event as a pretext for empire? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't, but it's in the card. This is the system. We've been suckered into every war since the Civil War, and we were suckered into that, too.
Now, you're a veteran of World War II, are you not?
Yes.
And now, where did you serve?
I was in the South Pacific, 4 months on Guadalcanal. We were in the Army, so we didn't get a lot of publicity because the Marines had it all. But we were not arguing about that. We cleaned it up. We finished it.
Now, have you heard about the Patriot Act 2, where they can secretly arrest you for no reason and then execute you in secret?
I've heard about that, yes.
I mean, that's textbook tyranny, what we heard about with Hitler and Stalin.
I suppose it'll be around at 2 in the morning. That's the best time, isn't it?
What would you say to the police officers and people in the federal government? I mean, they've got to be questioning what's happening now. In fact, I have read that a lot of them are questioning what's happening, and this is getting bold. This is textbook tyranny. There's not even a shroud around this.
Well, I don't know if it's going to work in Texas.
Oh, you think a lot of people are upset about what's happening?
Well, there's a lot of people who won't, say, give up their guns or their freedoms. I think a lot of Texans are fooled by the fact that Bush came from Texas. But that's only temporary. I mean, his grandfather was the senator from Connecticut, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was actually arrested in the early 40s for running 53% of Nazi steel production through Brown Brother Harriman. So it's interesting. I wonder how they get away with this, though, over and over again, creating these boogeymen.
Well, people don't read their history. It's not taught in schools, for sure. You have to kind of read between the lines in the newspapers, because they won't give it to you either.
Let me read you a new bill they've got that they say is destined to pass. It is the S-89 in the Senate, the Universal National Service Act, 2003. And the bill's description, and I quote, to provide for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service, of civilian service, in furtherance of the national defense, and homeland security, and for other purposes. That's women and men, and they'll have to serve domestically, and we went and looked at the subdirectorate of FEMA, Secure Corps, warrant service, checkpoints, fugitive apprehension, tattletale squads. Does that sound like a free country to you?
Not much. We're on the downhill slide, for sure.
What do you think about the prospect of your grandchildren being pressed into press gangs to act as SWAT teams domestically and gun confiscation teams internationally?
I don't think too much of the idea. I think it's likely to be attempted.
Well, isn't that one of the reasons I know you went into organic gardening in the late 60s, but isn't that one of the reasons after you won the big national championship for Jeopardy that you took the money and left to Australia?
Yeah, they were getting it. You found no young people on the streets in those days, no young men anyway. They were all being taken out and sent to a war nobody intended to win. And we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Absolutely. Have you heard about the new bill, S-45, where Homeland Security will take over all the cities?
Well, that's good.
So they're just going right down the line. Mr. Gibson, what do you think about the faith-based initiative of Bush to pump tens of billions of dollars a year into controlling churches of every type?
Well, I think he's wasting his money. Most of them are afraid to get up and say anything anyway.
Ah. Why do you think the media is so upset that your son has built an old-fashioned Catholic church with old-fashioned values?
I don't know. It's really none of their business, is it? I mean, we're tarred as crazy or something of the sort for sticking to just what we were brought up on, and we've been following what we had for 19 centuries. Now we're supposed to change and follow these idiots after Vatican II?
Well, now look at what's happened to the Catholic Church with all the pedophile rings and the rest of it since then.
Yeah, exactly. And part of most of that is from the fact that they've gotten rid of the Mass and sacraments.
Well, it's amazing, but you know, it's not just the Catholic Church that's been infiltrated. It's almost every major denomination are now whores of the New World Order. What about the comment where they attack you for saying that the Pope could be the Antichrist? Why do you say that?
I didn't say that he is at the moment, but I say that when he comes, he's quite likely to be Pope.
That's a belief held by millions of people.
See, the idea is that he's got to be the exact opposite in Christ, right?
All right, Hutton Gibson, we got a lot more to talk about him. We'll take some calls. We're honored to have you on the show. This is the guy that instilled all the great values in his son, Mel Gibson. I'm Alex Jones.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. We're talking to Hutton Gibson. And, Mr. Gibson, I want to raise a point to you here about thought crime. Right out of George Orwell's 1984, this is Britain's face extradition for thought crime on net. British citizens will be extradited for what critics have called a thought crime under a new European arrest warrant. The government has conceded. Campaigners fear they could even face trial for broadcasting xenophobic or racist remarks. And it goes on. And now we know that they arrested a BBC reporter because at a rural rights rally, he said that rural communities deserve the same rights as blacks, Muslims, and homosexuals. Wasn't even attacking them, and the BBC reported Scotland Yard Diversity Unit head who arrested Mr. Page for saying, and this is on our website, prisonplanet.com in the archives, we have this up there, BBC article, for saying the word homosexual. Well, that's just the scientific term. Where do you see all this leading, this insane thought crime move?
To general insanity. Why has a pervert any rights? Perversion doesn't convey rights, but only legal things, proper things. Of course, they can try and make them legal, but they're not.
But they're saying that, somebody who doesn't even criticize groups can be arrested. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. What are you supposed to call a queer?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now imagine how the values in America have changed, though, because under the EU laws, you'd be arrested for what you just said.
Well, the old thought police are there, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are, and regardless of what people's views are, they should certainly agree with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and your right, and my right, and anyone else's right to have our views. Why does the government have to restrict people's views? I guess that means we do have power and could affect change if we just got involved, or they wouldn't be trying to silence us.
Oh. Somebody has to listen eventually. I suppose they're afraid that people are sensible in the long run.
You're right, especially as things get worse and worse. I mean, look at NAFTA and GATT and the deindustrialization, the shutdowns of factories across America, and they're never coming back. How does NAFTA and GATT feed into all this?
Well, they break down everything going. They're after a one-world government, and they're after a one-world religion, and both of them are going to amount to nothing. Just control.
Well, it certainly is about control, and, you know, the New York Times announced a New World Order. MSNBC 2 days ago had the headline, New World Order. But the FBI training manuals say that we're hateful if we talk about a New World Order or its existence. Isn't that double think like they had in 1984, that something's public and exists, but we're not supposed to admit that it exists as they're announcing it?
Well, you're just supposed to sit here and keep your ears open and shut up.
I see a wake-up. I see a renaissance taking place. Are you seeing that? More people tuned in to the reality? Or are you? What is your forecast for the future?
Well, I'm not sure that it's going to work, but it's the case if we don't fight, we're cooked.
Well, I agree with you. If we weren't here fighting the New World Order, things would be much worse right now. If we weren't there standing in the gap and resisting this situation. What do you think about what's happening with the economy in general? I mean, a lot of people have pointed out that the World Bank documents say all this is by design. Why would the elites want to have us poor so we're dependent?
Exactly. How can they control the people who are financially independent?
Is that why the environmental movement wants all the small farms out of business and nothing big mega farms, so that none of us can support ourselves and be self-sufficient?
Well, that's a good deal of it. And I mean, they can then raise the food prices wherever they please and take whatever little is left to us to just keep us alive and barely alive.
Well, I guess that's the way feudalism and serfdom has always worked.
Well, the old feudalism did kind of depend on its people to fight. So they had to have some certain amount of help. And they had a certain amount of leisure time, too.
You know, you're right. The feudal serfs only paid, what, 20%? And how much did we pay? Well, we'll talk about the state of the family with Hutton Gibson when we get back. And we'll take your calls on the economy, on the war, on all of it. So stay with us, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you wish you had a dollar for every...
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Globalists know that if they can destroy the family, if they can create a decadent society, that society will accept tyranny and increasing levels of corruption and despotism. And now it's happening. They break up the family. They send all the women to work, whether they like it or not, so they can pay the 60%+ in taxes that we do and all different types of taxes. It's higher in some states. 60% is the average. 61%, actually. Hutton Gibson, father of Mel Gibson, joins us. I know that you're very concerned about family. And how important is family, and how do we rescue the family, and how do we try to limit the attacks by the government against the family? How do we do that, Mr. Gibson?
I said the family was here before the state. Family supports itself, educates itself, and brings up replacements.
So the state is competing against the family. In fact, they say that in their textbooks. The state says they're going to replace the family with the state.
Well, that worked in Russia, did it? It never has worked. That doesn't mean they'll stop trying, I guess, because they don't care how many of us die in the attempt.
Well, that's certainly what the globalists said over and over again. Also, the media's good at trying to tell our kids that being decadent is fun, and they're really setting a trap for them to get them into the prisons. How does this massive growth, 7.5 million Americans in prisons, up from 1.3 million 5 years ago, 6 years ago, how does the prison economy, the shift to that, how does that tie into this tyranny?
Well, it is another way of keeping people under control. Threat of prison, the actuality of prison. They're not even federal or state institutions mostly anymore. There are a lot of money-making concerns. And, of course, if you were out there to make money, you've got to have enough prisoners to make it worth your while.
There is a national talk show host who now has a TV show on MSNBC who's called... Word for word, anyone that criticizes the government and the war on terror should be stripped of their assets and put in forced labor camps. What does that mean about where we're at in this country that they allow that and promote that on national television and radio?
That's an absolute disgrace. Well, there's no reason in the world why everyone has to join in the war effort. Supposing there were a real genuine cause for war, which, in my opinion, is only invasion.
Which we have on the southwest border.
Yes, we have that. But nobody's fighting that.
Well, we have Mexican officials saying this is Mexico. I have them on videotape saying it. Our government funds that to balkanize and break the country up right now. It's just incredible. What would you say to the average person that doesn't think that they're a leader and they shouldn't get involved in fighting this? Do average Americans have power to fight this, in your opinion, Mr. Gibson?
Yes, they have. They can simply refuse to cooperate. They don't have to, you know, they may have a lot of jails, but they haven't got enough jails for all of us.
Well, that's true, and that's why it's more important now than ever to stand up against this tyranny, because if they can legitimize it, you know, this political correctness is now developing into general thought crime. But I really think the government's arguments about giving our, quote, liberties up for security all falls apart when you point out that we don't have borders in this nation. And if you don't have borders, I guess you don't have a country.
Oh, I guess not. But liberties for security? Yes.
That's a joke, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you have no liberty, what good is your security?
Well, throughout history, they've said that if you give up liberty, you get security, and it's always proven to be a 180 from that.
Yes, exactly. They just, it's, you know, it's a case of how much will these stupid sheep take? Let's find out.
Well, I think the sheep are waking up. The problem is the mainstream media continues to create and promulgate the illusion that people are buying it. I don't think they are buying it, Mr. Gibson.
I don't know how anyone can welcome being told how to think or what to think.
Well, that's certainly not what our veterans fought and died to protect and defend. And I was talking to a state police major a few months ago in a store, and he said, Alex, I was brought up being taught that what we have happening in America today is what Russia did. But that was what we were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it has to get bad for things to change. I think it hasn't that happened throughout history over and over again?
Yes, it has to get to the point where people will get up and fight. So they manufacture all kinds of help for us, which we wouldn't need if it weren't for the government in the first place.
Well, yeah, it's problem, reaction, solution. Is that not one of the central roles of government throughout history? Creating crisis, creating fear, then offering a solution, which is always more control?
It does seem that way, yes.
Well, take the war on poverty. The more government funding, the worse poverty gets. The war on terror. The more they fund it, the worse the terror gets. The war on drugs. The more funding, the more drugs. I mean, it's obvious what's happening.
And the more the government gets into education, the less education we have.
Absolutely, and they seem threatened by any group that wants to come out from among this Babylonian system and try to get back to core values. It's amazing. You ready to take some calls?
Yeah, sure.
All right, folks, the toll-free number to join us on air, we're talking to Mel Gibson's 85-year-old father, who is obviously sharp as a tack and is well-versed in the New World Order. And I'd like to go into some more history later. Things that woke you up in the New World Order back in the 40s. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Frank in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Good to talk
okay.
to you, Frank.
Yeah, it's Daniel Frank, but that's okay. Mr. Gibson, yes. I wanted to ask you a question. One, I want you to know it's a big honor to be able to speak to you. You've been in this fight for so long. My grandfather used to take your newsletter along with Mr. Myron Fagan. I don't know if you ever knew Mr. Fagan or not. But I want to ask you a question. Has anybody really thought about where Baghdad is and what your thoughts are on it about maybe a lot of this has to do with Babylon? Because, you know, it's 90% restored by Saddam Hussein now. And I was wondering if maybe there is a movement among what I call the evil people of the world to go back to the old city or to capture the old city of the patron of satanic paganism.
Now, well, I would add this, that when I went to Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and the rest of it, the globalists do worship Babylonian gods, Moloch and other Canaanite gods as well from there on the coast with the Syrians. There is that connection, all the Illuminati symbolism. Mr. Gibson, any comments to what our caller from Tennessee just said?
Oh, what's
about Babylon.
Yeah, well, I mean, what about it? I don't think Saddam Hussein is building up Babylon as a particular return to paganism.
No, no, I was wondering if the globalists are really wanting Babylon, the old Babylon, which is 90% restored, if you thought that that might be a motivating force behind it, you know, as well as oil, of course.
I think the oil has got a lot more to do with it.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I would say this. I mean, the motives here, and jump in, Mr. Gibson, but this is the motives I see. Okay, 4 to 5 trillion in oil, 3 trillion in Afghanistan, but 4 to 5 trillion in Iraq. You also then have the occupation of Iraq over 5 years. Congressional Budget Office says, as well as the GAO, 1.7 to 1.9 trillion with select companies, defense contractors owned by the Bushes and all of his cabinet, making trillions, not billions. You also have the domestic police state crackdown that they get in this war on terror, sets the precedent for this global army to invade sovereign nations when and how they want, whether they accept UN occupation or they get invaded. Either way, New World Order domination. You know, that's the motives. Also, a smokescreen as they destroy our economy, the people won't complain because, oh, we're in a war. What do you say about those motives?
They're all rotten. I mean, look at World War II, for instance. They had everybody running around with red stamps and blue stamps for shoes and food and stuff like that. On the premise, I suppose, that they were going to send all these things to the troops. But let me tell you, the troops saw very little of that meat that was being conserved. We got a lot of spam. And if we got a steak, you knew you were going into combat within a day or two.
Well,
you know, like the condemned man has his last meal.
Well, the very banks were funding Hitler that ran this country, and they created all these boogeymen. Over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, and Roosevelt said, let them know there's a war on. We all knew there was a war on. Half the people in the country had people in the service. Again, not defending the country. Overseas, fighting somebody else. A rigged deal.
Well, we know that they funded Uncle Joe Stalin and Hitler, and now, I was watching a History Channel special a few years ago, they had the former CIA section chief, and he admitted, oh yeah, the CIA actually put Mao into power. Mao killed 50 million people, but oh, that's okay.
Is that all?
Yeah, well, that's the number we can prove. In fact, I've got a quote here by Mao, by David Rockefeller, in the New York Times. Here it is. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. David Rockefeller's statement in 73 about Mao, Zetong, New York Times, August 10th, 73. So the people running our country like Mao. Well, yeah, our government funds the UN, and they give China awards for forced abortion, infanticide, slave labor camps. So this tells us who's running our government, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, we found out very quickly after World War II who won the war. It wasn't us.
It was the Russians. They got most of Europe.
Yes, they sure did.
Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Ken, you're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead.
Yeah, my pleasure talking to you. I got two little quick points. One, number, they're debating partial birth abortion right now in the Senate. Number two, yesterday on CNN, they said that the Senator Jim Moran, he voted against aid to Israel like it was a real sin. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that these congressmen give a dime to any foreign country.
But yeah, they tried to pay off Turkey with $26 billion. And by the way, I did get the Times of London article. They want to build hundreds, and it's going to cost billions, of armored border patrol stations and thousands of troops around Afghanistan, but we can't do that here with our borders. Mr. Gibson, does that make you angry?
It certainly does. Yeah, but it's what you can expect out of our government.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Ken. Yeah, why haven't the Republicans repealed the assault weapons ban and repealed at least partial birth abortion when the baby can be adopted right there on the spot. They just go ahead and suck the poor little baby's brains out. Why aren't the Republicans moving to ban partial birth abortion? Why hasn't that happened yet?
I have no idea. I can't see any reason why anyone should stand for that.
Well, Bush has said he's against it, but then even Democrats are against it. But then he quietly blocked Trent Lott from bringing up a vote on that, according to Fox News. Incredible. Let's talk to Paul in Alabama. Paul, you're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson, I think you're doing a wonderful job. You're a great patriot, and your son is too, and I hope y'all continue y'all's work. And, Alex, I tried to get a hold of you last night when we had a breaking news story here in Birmingham. We had a terrorist attack at the airport. What it was, they came over the news last night, interrupted TV about 7 o'clock and said they had...
Now, wait, did the feds do it with their FEMA command box?
Well, here's the thing.
Or was it the news?
It was four guys and a woman dressed in coveralls under two different ramps, and one of them was under an airplane, and they were dressed up as airport workers. The security personnel seen them and tried to get them to halt, and they all ran. All right, so they shut down the airport, and it broke in on the news live, and you seen the security personnel looking like the Gestapo rousting everybody in the lines. And finally, the Birmingham police got there, and across the airport, they got the National Guard and the military police were there and everything. So they cordoned everything off. Airplanes circled Birmingham for about 3 hours, running out of fuel. And finally, when one of them got on critical fuel, they finally started letting planes land, but nobody could get off the planes. Nobody could get on the planes. They searched and searched and searched for 5.5 hours.
Well,
and
I saw that story, but I'll tell you what I've seen happen over and over again. They had a fake nuclear spill the feds put on in Austin 3 years ago.
Right.
They had dozens of fake bio attacks and then admitted it was fake.
Right.
They do these drills to terrorize people, and they call it a drill. They call it tabletop exercises. Did you
right.
ever find out what exactly happened?
Well, they're still looking for them. They never found them last night. They had the MPs, the Birmingham police with dogs out there and everything. They never found them. And we're all sitting back over here questioning, well, if this was a real deal, they would have had them people.
Well, here it is. Pakistan accused of staging bin Laden aid arrest. Now, they claim they killed this guy last year. Now they catch him again. And this is Reuters, a grainy video. Reporting to show the arrest of two al-Qaeda leaders has done little to deflect accusations that Pakistan may have staged the mouth this month's raid to give it leeway to abstain in a U.N. vote on Iraq.
It's all just a big stage show for everybody to see and everybody to get afraid or think they've captured these people and everybody quits thinking about it, and then the next time around they have another big event.
Well,
the Patriot community in Birmingham and around the state right now, we've all been communicating with each other. Everybody believes that this was just a big fake to scare everybody in Birmingham.
Well,
and right now, currently, they've got the airport looks like if you was to land at the airport right now, you'd think you was landing in Nazi Germany. I mean, it's just massive National Guard and police.
Mr. Gibson, were you aware of the fake terror drills they do and then quietly announce later, a month later, that it was fake? Are you aware of this trend?
Yes, I haven't heard about that and noticed it here and there. That sounds typical. I mean, they couldn't find those people because they took off their coveralls and were back in uniform.
They found a fake security badge laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, who knows?
Well, I mean, I had Stanley Hilton on last night, the lawyer, and he interviewed the government officials. The supposed hijackers all were paid by the U.S. government, trained at U.S. bases. Absolute fact. Thanks for the call, Paul. Hutton Gibson, stay with us. Be right back. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Alex Jones.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the honor system. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Free at 1-800-259-9231 or email the Info Warrior at alex@infowars.com.
Honored to have Hutton Gibson on the show with us today. Mr. Gibson, how was your trip out of the country to visit your son filming the new film about the last 12 hours of Christ's life? What was your trip like overseas? The security or any points you'd like to make about that trip?
Well, it seemed a little milder as we were leaving than it used to be. They're a little smoother. More diplomatic and stuff like that.
You mean since 9-1-1 you had traveled out after 9-1-1 it was a little stricter, now it was a little bit easier?
Yes, since the federal people got in, it seems to be a little more bearable. I think it's still nonsense to have you show up a couple of hours early.
Well, it is with the borders being wide open and record numbers of Islamics being brought in from terror-sponsored nations. Once you got over to Europe, what was the sentiment? What was the newscast, the newspapers? What are they saying about this war?
They don't seem to be much for it. The people over there are demonstrating. Everybody seems to be against it.
The problem is a lot of it's been co-opted by the left wing. They don't have a problem with taking over countries, just the UN's got to be okay with it. So it kind of seems like they're controlling the debate. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. So anyway, the controls were a lot easier over there. No great problem getting off the airport and getting back on. Trains, no problem.
We had a guest on last week who said it was hard to get out of the country to visit people in Canada, but easy to get back in. Doesn't that sound kind of backwards to you?
Yeah.
Was it easier leaving or coming back into the U.S.?
Well, it was easier coming back in. We didn't have much trouble at all.
That's what we're getting from people. Isn't that just classic? Can you stay with us about 20 minutes in the next hour?
Sure.
Oh, great, because I want to take some calls. Folks, also in the next hour, I'll tell you how to get Hutton Gibson's newsletter that he's been putting out for many years. And now is probably a good time to do that. I know you didn't come on to do that, but you put out a newsletter about the control of the churches, namely the Catholic Church, by the New World Order. How do folks get a copy of that? You said it's $5, just your cost, I believe you said last time. How do people get your newsletter?
Well, they write me at 13121 Louetta Road.
Say that a little bit slower for folks.
13121.
Okay.
Louetta, that's Louetta Road, PMB for private mailbox, 205, Cyprus, Texas, CYPRESS, Texas, 77429.
77429?
Right.
All right, well, it'd certainly be interesting, and you've also produced a little documentary. If folks wanted to buy a copy of that, how would they do it?
Well, I guess they could send me about $10 for it. It's a half hour.
All right. So you heard it, folks. And to get that from Hutton Gibson, we've got the third hour coming up. We'll keep Mr. Gibson with us for about 30 more minutes or 20 more minutes so we can talk to Jeff and Ron and Pat and others that are holding. If you'd like to talk to him, 1-800-259-9231. Last time we had him on, we talked about how he woke up in the New World Order during and after World War II. I want to recap that and go back into that. And then, of course, we'll take some calls. And then when Mr. Gibson leaves us, I've got a bunch of other news about the war and the Second Amendment, a bunch of other issues that we haven't gotten to yet. And I want to read this New York Times article to Mr. Gibson, get his response. Nations seek world order centered on UN, not U.S. And it says the group was saturated with a commitment to what may be viewed as a form of world government. We'll be back.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the honor system. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10 and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time for the rebroadcast of the Daytime Show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. overnight. So 9 hours a day in different time slots. Anybody, depending on what time you work or what time you're up, can tune in to the broadcast. There's also rebroadcast over the weekend. We're joined by Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson, who's been fighting the New World Order for, well, I guess over 50 years, been aware of it. And we got Sean and Jeff and Pat and Frank and others that are patiently holding. I want to get Mr. Gibson's response to the plan. Neoconservatives said they needed a Pearl Harbor event to catalyze the American people for a war for empire. Also, this New York Times article about a New World Order international bureaucracy running America. I mean, it's all out in the open. But you're still demonized if you criticize it. They're trying to neutralize their competition, trying to make it a religious-type taboo to criticize the New World Order. Mr. Gibson, let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
The reason I was calling is, I picked you up for the first time about 3 weeks ago, and I'm in my late 20s right now, and since my early 20s, I've always had these feelings and these thoughts about, you know, this new world order and things trying to take us over, basically. And not until recently where I've been able to get hard, concrete proof that I've been really dumbfounded by everything that's come up to me. And one thing that I think not enough people are looking at is how our new generation of younger people now are being pounded into apathy, basically. Basically, the media has taken them and they desensitized them to sex, and desensitized them to violence, and desensitized them to empathy and all these other feelings which people are supposed to have and care about. But it's basically...
Let me give you an example. I don't know if Mr. Gibson's aware of this, but they've said all over the news, got all the articles on my website, torture's good of suspects, tortured until proven guilty. Now they want to torture people's children, ages 7 and 9, with the Khalid Muhammad situation. Mr. Gibson, does that upset you, or were you aware of that? They're now saying, let's torture people's children? I mean, they're warping our minds, or trying to.
Yeah, they certainly are. But that's always been foul, hasn't it?
But that they've got the nerve to say torture's good and to announce that on the news, that shows they think they've really warped people's brains.
I mean, you really notice this when I talk to people who are, say, now in their, you know, between 16 and 21 years of age, and, you know, I'll talk to them about, well, you know, what do you think about this whole Iraq thing? And they're just like, bomb the hell out of them. Who cares? You know, we're not them, and we don't care about this. And I'm like, well, they're innocent people over there. Do you not care about these things? And it just seems like people are so used to video games and extremely violent movies that it's not... To them, it's not tangible, that the violence...
And they don't understand that if they go along with evil, you reap what you sow, it's going to come back on them. Mr. Gibson, any comments to what... I mean, what Sean is speaking to is the degradation of our souls, our minds, by the globalists. I mean, they know
exactly
what they're doing.
You know, they certainly are trying to condition, especially the younger generation. Pretty well got it done, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of young people that are either apathetic or that are on fire to fight this.
That's what definitely seems like. It's one way or the other, but there's definitely no middle ground with most younger people nowadays.
Well, when they don't have a job or they're off with an M16 in their hands fighting for the New World Order, I think they'll care.
Oh, and I had another thing which, as a good layer of truth to, you know, the problems that we do have with immigration and people coming to this country. I don't really want to mention names because there are people I still like at this company I used to work for. But essentially, without being told this to my face, I was laid off of a job so they could keep a illegal immigrant working who was getting paid less. But being that I was American, paying my taxes, and a citizen, and that gave me the right to get paid a little bit more.
Of course, it's deindustrialization. It's getting control of you financially. We'll be back with our guests.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're already back into the third hour, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the third hour. And Mr. Gibson, I want to talk about the New World Order. How you woke up to the New World Order and what that process was like back in the 40s. What started waking you up?
Well, the first thing that we were in this war, supposedly to liberate Poland, and in the middle of it, out comes Mr. Churchill with a statement that they're giving it to Russia.
Who was just as bad as the Nazis.
Oh, much worse.
Killed even more people.
Oh, far more.
And so...
And mostly civilians.
And then, as this developed, I mean, when did you really find out about the New World Order itself?
Well, you could see the way things were going. You knew the government was infiltrated by... Communist sympathizers, at least, as you said earlier, let Mao into the country. Long March and all that stuff.
But wouldn't you agree that communism was just one arm of the New World Order?
Yes, it is.
Control?
Yes, it is. It's the, a boogeyman to persuade people to give up other things to fight them.
Just like Vietnam would never let us win that war.
It worked very well, too. I mean, everybody was, we got this communism, this red menace. We've got to keep things together here. Whereas the thing we should have been doing was tearing down all the things that had been done since about 1900.
Now, how many children did you have?
10, and then we adopted one.
And then you've got a whole bunch of grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Right.
You're 85 years old, correct?
Well, almost. I'm more than halfway through my 85th year, but I'm not quite 85.
Now, when you look at this, how did you educate your children where they turned out so well and were well aware of the New World Order and now fight against it? How were you? I mean, tips for other parents out there.
Well. There were a lot of things wrong with the school system. For instance, they were building up a generation gap. They brought in subjects that were of no concern to anybody. And then when the kids came around to do their homework, get their parental help, they couldn't get any because there was nothing to do about the stuff. For instance, these base this and base that in mathematics. First time somebody would come around with a problem, the kid would take to his parent and, well, what's this? This is nonsense. And so, consequently, the kid figured his parents knew nothing. There's no sense talking to him. We'll just talk to these other people that know the stuff we know. We didn't have a generation gap. We never allowed it. We talked to everybody in the family, and everybody in the family talked to us.
Well, the media tells people, don't tell your children what to do. Don't give them values. Let them be their own person. Well, the media and the government, they just want you out of the way so they can do the programming.
That's right. They will not. There's a vacuum there, and they'll fill it. And they won't fill it with anything good, because they don't have anything good.
Absolutely. Let me read you this out of the New York Times by Richard Bernstein. Nations seek world order centered on UN, not U.S. And it says, the group of European leaders meeting was saturated with a commitment to what may be viewed as a form of world government, the supervision of countries by an international civil service bureaucracy whose headquarters is the United Nations. I have another article on that today. And this is out of the Pacific News, and it says debate on what type of New World Order we'll have. So over and over again, I see this tactic of the media trying to control debates. There's no discussion of not having a New World Order.
No,
now they admit it's there. It's what type of New World Order do you want, as if you have some type of choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And that will tell you what your choice is, too. This kind of thing went on in all religions, I believe. Certainly in the Catholic. You could see the program. Here it comes. We'll have an experiment. And nobody ever asked whether the experiment was successful. It was simply declared successful, and then they go on from there. I can't recall being consulted about anything that happened in the changes, nor in the government either. But it's the same system. They worked it in the churches, they worked it in the government. You see the same tactics used everywhere in the world because it seems so successful. It works, why change it? It just gets worse. Every time you give away something, they want some more.
Yeah, they teach our children compromise, compromise, but they never compromise.
Oh, no, the compromises work one way. They'll take something from you and then give you part of it back for something else. And each time you do this compromise, you're down in about, even without their intense activity. If everybody compromises something, if I compromise something, my children will compromise another thing, and their children will compromise another, and within a generation, maybe five generations at the most, there'll be nothing left to compromise.
They'll have Aztec sacrifice going on, or, you know, I mean, look at these cultures that give in to whatever the witch doctors say. They end up as bad as you can imagine very quickly.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls here. Let's talk to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Okay, maybe Jeff is gone then. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Wisconsin. Linda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And Mr. Gibson, what an honor to be able to speak to you, sir. And have a lot of respect for your son and the things that he's done in the media to try to wake us up in an entertaining way. I wanted to bring something up in regards to where we might be in, you know, in America and what's going to happen to us. And I think that, you know, the things that you're saying are correct. And if I might read just three short paragraphs, this is from out of a book called The Majesty of God's Law, and it was written by Cleon Skousen, who is a patriot. And he's talking here about the founding fathers and what they knew was going to happen to us.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, and here I go. It says, in spite of everything we have read in this chapter, every student of the writings of the founders will recognize their expectation that even though the legacy they gave the United States might falter, there was a manifest destiny for America that would cause her to rise phoenix-like from the ashes. Jefferson said, biblical Christianity would be restored, though not in his time, and he looked forward to the day when God's law would be raised up and practiced exactly as Moses had predicted. To make this possible, he knew the inhabitants of America would have to be humbled and become a virtuous people. He also knew that someday the inspired original Constitution would have to be restored in all of its pristine simplicity and beauty.
Okay.
Do you agree with that, sir?
Largely, yes.
Uh-huh. I think that's where we are right now in history. Don't you think we're being humbled? We're going about as this dictatorship, but God is going to humble us. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think he said he did, and I appreciate your call, Linda. Let's go back to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Mr. Gibson and Alex. Mr. Gibson, I've raised 9 children over the last 26 years. I'm 15. I don't have any grandchildren yet. Yet is still a three-letter word. But on your last interview that you had with Alex, you said a couple of things that really witnessed is true to my heart, and that was some of the things as far as Iraq being the most tolerant, if it's even proper towards the Christian faith in that entire region compared to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, they claim that they want to bring what they say democracy, you know, freedom, voting, a republic, but Turkey says, no, we don't want it. And the people vote, they say, oh, no, vote again. And I saw Geraldo Rivera on Fox. He said, oh, well, they did this by mistake. The U.S. government's explaining all they got to do is have the people stay home. They don't have to vote who are against this, and then they won't get any pressure from their people. They're telling them on the news how to not have convictions. Any comments to that, Mr. Gibson?
Well, if you listen to the government, you don't have too many convictions. You believe the government these days? No. There aren't any.
Well,
there
are what I was...
Only tyrannies.
What I was looking at, and what I was looking at it from a spiritual standpoint, we are being spearheaded right now by a group of politicians who have the heart of the beast and basically are Luciferian in nature, going against the only Middle East country, and the irony of it is most of your millions of corporate church members in this country that label themselves as Christians think that we are going out there to fight the Islamics, and it's just a tremendous spirit of delusion that's happening.
Yeah, the globalists always install the most radical regimes over there. Now, we've got a break. When we get back, Mr. Gibson, can you stay with us for 10 more minutes?
All right.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, and we're talking to Hutton Gibson. My websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
Live on the air, toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 or email the Info Warrior at alex@infowars.com.
American Pearl Harbor, fanatical war hawks trapped in blueprint for bloody U.S. world domination years ago. It's American Free Press. ABC did a story on this a few nights ago. A cabal of war fanatics advising the White House secretly planned a transformation of defense policy years ago, calling for war against Iraq and a huge increase in military spending. Catalyzing event, like a, quote, new Pearl Harbor, was seen as necessary to bring this about. I'll talk about this a little bit later. But this evil is right out in the open, and they count on you not being able to admit it's happening. Before we take a few final calls for Hutton Gibson, Father Mel Gibson just returned from visiting the shoot that's going on for the new film about Jesus Christ's last 12 hours. Is Hutton Gibson. And Hutton, we got a bunch of calls for folks that were unable to write down the number for your newsletter. It's only $5, and it's 13121. Go through that address for us one more time for folks that want to write and get that.
13121 Luetta, Luetta Road, PMB for private mailbox. 205 Cypress, CYPRESS, Texas, 77429.
So that's 13121 Luetta Road, CMB 205, Cypress, Texas, 77429.
That's PMB.
PMB, huh?
P, like in post.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to one final caller for you. Larry in Louisiana, you're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hutton, you talked about the void they created in the schools. Now, the real void, in my opinion, was they removed something from there, which was the Bible. But now they replaced that void with something, Hutton, and that's Earth-worshipping from ancient Egypt. It's called Darwinism and Evolution, where Mother Earth creates all life.
Yeah, humanism.
And all humans and animals are all created from the same stuff and the same thing, father, son, of course.
And animals have rights, but they can't vote, so the UN will vote for them. And guess what? The cockroaches outvote you.
Of course. Now, Hutton, the other thing they did was something in the churches. They took out the supreme law of the land, the separation of church and state. Now, you know that the church is not a building or a corporation. It is a people. So when they say separation of church and state, Hutton, then what they're talking about is human beings standing on the dirt that we call a sovereign state. And they will not have their separation, in my opinion, and I want to know what you think about
it. Well, I would say their separation is keeping churches out of government and policy. And that's the opposite of what the Founding Fathers said. It was government that was to stay out of the churches. Mr. Gibson, your comments.
Well, that's right. The separation is a myth. The government should not interfere in the churches. The churches have every right to tell the government what should be done.
Yeah, it's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That
right.
goes into freedom of speech and the press and the rest of it.
So if they just take the three documents, Declaration, Constitution, and Bill, and put it back together with the Bible and realize you can't even understand the supreme law of the land without reading the Bible. For instance, working the corruption of blood. You won't find the definition of that in the computer or in the encyclopedia. It will elude from it. You have to go to the Bible to find those kind of definitions. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, they are rewriting history. Hutton Gibson, when did your son say that his new movie about the last 12 hours of Christ's life is coming out?
Yeah, he didn't say.
But they are nearing completion of it.
Yes, they're within, say, 2 to 3. Make it 2 weeks, because it was a week ago I heard him say that.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you, and I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'd like to be able to talk to you briefly during the break, or if I call you at 2, will you be there, because I need to speak to you?
Sure.
Okay, great. I'll be calling you when I get off the air in about 30 minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the listeners out there?
Just keep your eye on that government and don't take a chance on which of those three shells that he is under.
Well, I want to make it clear that this isn't even the U.S. government. This is a multinational shadow government. Totally criminal, and isn't that an important thing to reiterate to people, that patriotism isn't worshiping the dictator or the state, that patriotism is loving your country and the founding documents?
That's worth talking about, yes.
Because so many people now think that it's... Did you hear about him arresting this guy who wore an anti-war shirt that said peace on earth?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, that was up in Albany, New York. We had him on last Friday. He's a lawyer, 60-something years old, and they just said, take it off. He said, no, and they just arrested him. He said, you're not allowed to do that right now. We're at war. All right. Well,
we're not at war, are we?
No, they haven't.
Not officially.
They haven't declared one since World War II, have they?
No.
All right, another good point from Hutton Gibson. I'll talk to you in 30 minutes, sir, and God bless you. Thanks for taking time out.
All right. Bye.
I'll be back with more news and more calls. Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones.